Let Nothing Divide Us by Jello Jolteon. Chapter 9, Crinkling Comic Books.
Hey there, everybody! It's Aravity ASMR here again with some new sounds.
Izuku focuses on the soft whispering in his ears. Spending this much time at his computer probably isn't that great. His mother would certainly have words with him if she realized the scope of what he'd meant when he'd told her that his comic book hobby project had gotten a lot of attention and that he was moving to doing it full time. For a job. But this had been a long day. Longer than usual. Some troll had gotten loud over on Twitter over his endorsement, and he needed to relax. This was his de-stress ritual, and some semblance of human contact to fill the void left by living alone. He opens his eyes, a pleasant chill going up his spine as he watches her tap her fingers rhythmically on a space-themed pencil case. The pads of her fingers make a faint sticky noise as she pulls them away and brings them back down. There's plenty of ASMR channels for him to pick from, really, but this one is special. He's found in trawling them that sometimes you just click with the person manning the mics, same as he supposes one might be able to say about discussion styles and information presentation in his own circles. Something about the materials Aravity chooses and the voice she narrates in makes him feel especially at peace. It feels nice, in a way, to admit that he falls asleep to her videos quite often. She smiles to her viewers on the other side of the screen, viewers like him, and a warm but not uncomfortable flush crawls into his cheeks. It probably doesn't hurt that he's kind of hopelessly attracted to her either. It'll fade eventually, he figures. It's got to. It'd be supremely weird to act on this crush. In his mind, she gets dozens of uncomfortable declarations like that daily. He tries to comment on her videos to voice his appreciation for her work. He's seen the comment sections. Besides, he doesn't know anything about her, if she's single, if she's even attracted to guys, much less guys like him. It's a nice thought to entertain while the soft sounds and whispers put his mind to rest, at least, and he sleepily wonders what it would be like if they weren't separated by screens. Achako, perhaps better known by Aravity, likes to start off her mornings with green tea. And, when fate is kind to her, whatever new discussion video Hiro Deku has posted the night before. His bright energy and passion for both comics and his subscribers is the perfect way to wake up in the morning, and more than once she's found herself wishing she could teleport him into her apartment to have a nice discussion over breakfast about the intricacies of Hawks and Dabby's interactions in the latest issue of All Might. But there was no way that would ever happen, because he was in a totally separate community from her. There was no way he'd think twice about her little ASMR channel, and even if he did, he'd probably dismiss it as weird. She's used to the adjective by this point. She knows enough to only ever bring up her niche career casually, jokingly, in person. She's heard it a million ways, in a million conversations people didn't think she'd hear. So a lot of the effect had worn off. The rest of the time, she knew when to put up her barriers. Even still, the idea of Deku dismissing ASMR as weird hurts her in a way she doesn't want to think about. She'd been subscribed for a long time, almost as long as she'd been doing her own videos, and definitely long enough to watch him get emotional at announcing he'd been officially endorsed by All Might Comics. Her congratulations in the comments had been especially loud there, but they'd probably gotten buried amidst the thousands of other well wishes. Not like she checked her own comment sections much anymore, anyway. She felt like, in some weird way, he'd given her a piece of himself. Was it weird to be in love with him? With so little to go off? Just snippets of his personality and demeanor? She hoped not, and figured plenty of other female fans had already well tried to trespass the line of his professional and personal boundaries, and done far worse anyway. She couldn't bear the thought of being yet another person like that in his life. He didn't deserve it. On the way to the dollar store to look for interesting-sounding items, she passes the comic book store, which proudly displays the newest issue of All Might in its window. She thinks of Deku and realizes this issue is probably due to Grace's channel soon. She's got enough extra this month to justify this expense, and Deku's analyses of the previous issues felt so thorough that she knew she wouldn't be missing the one she had to skip picking up. Maybe she could use it in a video and call it a work expense. Heck, with that reasoning, she decides to go a bit deeper into the shop. She winds up taken by an alternate cover version of an earlier issue she'd had to refrain from picking up years ago, despite her love of Deku's commentary on it. No time like the present, right? Thus, she ends up recording a new video that day.
Hey guys!
Another rough day for entirely separate reasons, a couple days later.
Aravity ASMR here. Today, I've got something a little different for you. I was gonna go elsewhere to look for new items, but I saw these on my way and thought they could be interesting. I hope you won't mind me indulging my nerd side.
She looks at the camera and smiles.
A little bit.
From below the table she's recording on, she produces what looks to be a small magazine in a plastic cover, the rustling of said cover making its way into his headphones as Izuku looks on in mild interest. The glare prevents him from seeing what the magazine is about until she slowly flattens out the plastic. He sits up, his heart suddenly beating far faster than it should, especially over a video that was supposed to be relaxing.
Ta-da! the newest issue of All Might. I've loved these comics for a long time.
She pauses to move the magazine around in front of the camera, rustling the plastic as she does.
So, I thought it might be nice to include them in a video. The paper they use on these is very nice, so I'm going to do some tapping and crinkling with the two I picked up as best I can without damaging them. I'd still like to read them in the future, you know?
She laughs breathily. Izuku is entranced, more so than usual as her fingers trace the outline of All Might's successor. A lad his fans have more than once compared him, with his own messy hair and freckles, too. Amidst the tapping, she launches into a small synopsis of the series for her fans who might not be as familiar with the series. She flips open the book and begins doing much the same, alternating which ear she presses against the pages in, pausing to trace her fingernail over the faces of the characters in the panels. Izuku shudders. She gradually makes her way to the back of the issue in this fashion while occasionally narrating select parts, and finally sets it down.
Okay, so the next one, we're going to be going a little back in time for.
She says.
Because it's one of my favorite issues. My local store even had the alternate cover version. I've always thought the art for it was pretty, so I'm so glad to finally be able to own this issue.
Izuku's not been having a great time of unwinding with this video to this point. Too engrossed in the joy of having one of his favorite people jump into his territory, and listening enraptured to her beautiful voice make notes on the issue that he just finished cleaning up his video for. It's at times like this she took the words right out of his mouth. And then she produces the other issue in question, holding it in front of the camera. He puts a hand to his mouth as tears spring to his eyes. This can't be happening. The alternate cover of his favorite issue stares back at him. Her favorite issue. Their favorite issue. He presses the pause button. He doesn't want to miss a second of this while he processes this new information. He's uncertain, actually, whether this is the best day of his life or if the universe is simply the cruelest master there is. He takes a breath, fanning his eyes, and lets out a ragged sound that would have been a scream had he given it a voice. He presses the play button with considerable effort. She again starts off with a synopsis, dragging her manicured nails across the plastic before gently extracting it. She fools with the plastic in both mics for a moment before putting it aside and refocusing on the comic book in front of her. The alternate cover really is lovely, all bright pinks and neon greens rendered in a style that looks like a throwback to the original comics from the 50s, depicting a scene of an alien abduction in a half-demolished city.
What's funny is that this scene on the cover really doesn't give you a good idea of what happens in this installment. It was one of those meant to be taken more like a metaphor. All Might's successor, Deku, unlocks a new power, but it turns out it starts getting the better of him, and he loses control. And his best friend rushes into danger to help him.
Aravity laughs softly again.
This story was amazing to hear told the first time. Just when you thought Deku couldn't get any cooler, pow!
She manages to say the last word so softly, despite her excitement, that the pee pops dramatically.
His world is just blown open!
Izuku doesn't notice he started muttering at his screen, smiling softly.
He already had so much potential, but there was something magical about all the fans speculating on what other new powers he might obtain. We were all so excited to watch him grow.
That was what he'd said in his video on the issue, which had come out before he'd started his channel. He dedicated the whole video to it, set apart from his broader coverage of story arcs to play decades of catch-up. He doesn't realize until after his monologue is finished that her mouth closes in unison of his, and he hesitates another several seconds, completely marooned, before furiously stabbing the J key twice.
Think. Magical about all the fans speculating on what other new powers he might obtain. We were all so excited to watch him grow.
Izuku pauses the video again.
I'm really glad to finally be able to own this issue.
She hadn't owned it before. She had watched his videos. He gets up from his computer, setting his headphones down while turning them off. His fingers hover a moment more, and then he turns off his monitor. So much for stress relief,